Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, we'll learn all about the Georgia No Kings rallies over the weekend, Senator Warnock charts a path forward as the government shutdown continues, and how are freshwater animals adapting to rising sea levels caused by climate change?
If we have smaller alligators that can't make it to big size because they can't handle small changes in salinity, then we're not going to have any big populations anymore.
Today is Monday, October 20th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The No Kings protests over the weekend brought thousands of people to the streets to oppose the Trump administration's policies. GPB reporters attended a few of the protests in Georgia to talk to people there.
I'm Ellen Eldridge in Cherokee County. Demonstrators in puffy and colorful costumes lined both sides of Riverstone Parkway for several blocks in the heavily Republican city of Canton in Cherokee County. Groups of people carrying flags and signs cheered amid the burst of honking by passing cars. Beth Evans was decked out in a colorful tie-dyed clothes with peace sign earrings as she smiled and waved her sign.
We are the people. We got trans people, cis people, non-binary, all the LGBTQIA plus community, straight people, indigenous people, immigrants, black, brown, white, religious, non-religious, working middle class, poor, unhoused, elderly, veterans, civilians, et cetera. We're just a melting pot. We do not want a king.
John Longino's sign had a photo of his relatives who were drafted during World War II.
That's my dad. He and his three brothers. They were their first four people drafted in Fulton County in 1942 by their father, the chairman of the draft board. His name's George Longino.
A group of six Canton police officers rallied in the Ingalls grocery store parking lot, saying they were there to protect the protesters and maintain public safety.
I'm Amanda Andrews in Tucker, where protesters filled the sidewalks and spilled into the grass in this northeast Atlanta suburb to join the No Kings march. Organizers said this protest was focused on the government shutdown, federal agencies being gutted, and overall attacks on democracy. Rosemary Sims was born and raised in Atlanta. She came to Tucker to protest cuts to affordable health care.
I think it's absurd that the billionaires are getting tax breaks and the people are about to lose their medical insurance. It's about to triple and quadruple. That means some people are going to end up trying to pay $1,000 per month in health insurance. They're not going to be able to do it.
Steve Richardson is a retired Centers for Disease Control employee. He said he's trying to protect the remaining workers by protesting.
The CDC museum where school children used to go and visit, now is in danger of being shut down because they fired the head of education there. So I'm coming to say, please stop, rethink. We can't take any more cuts to CDC.
Protesters marched a half-mile loop past Tucker shopping centers with many people honking their support on the drive-by.
And I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta. Thousands of demonstrators waved American flags and chanted outside the Atlanta Civic Center. Taffy Jo Mayers held a Stop Trump sign. She said her love for the country brought her to the rally.
I love what we say, what we've always said we want to be, and it's been a lifelong mission for me to hold power accountable, to be what they made us pledge to every day for 12 years, right? With liberty and justice for all.
Mary White Lasan has lived in Atlanta since 1965, but didn't march back then. She's protesting now for her children and grandchildren.
You know, I was consumed with little kids being at home and stuff like that, so I didn't get out to the march, but now I'm here, so keep it up, everybody.
Saturday made Lasan's sixth protest. It was Sam Walker's first.
It's we the people. We have to fight for what we believe in. We have to stand up.
After a two-hour-long rally, demonstrators departed the Civic Center to march a mile down the road to the Georgia State Capitol. The demonstration ended peacefully.
You heard GPB reporters Ellen Eldridge, Amanda Andrews, and Sarah Callis at just a few of the No Kings protests around the state on Saturday. The federal government has been shut down for 20 days as senators try to reach a funding deal to reopen it. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on what Georgia U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock sees as the path ahead.
Warnock says that the funding solution should include Affordable Care Act subsidy extensions, despite Republicans' push for a funding solution that does not renew money for ACA subsidies.
They are putting forward a false choice, either open the government or lower people's health care costs. I think that's a false choice. We have to lower people's health care Healthcare cannot wait.
Republicans say that the healthcare debate is secondary and reopening the government should be a priority. The shutdown started at the beginning of the month over government funding and ACA subsidies. Open enrollment starts in November, and ACA premiums are expected to double for some consumers. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
The government shutdown is causing staffing shortages and longer than usual wait times at security checkpoints at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. ATL today posted to its social media an advisory encouraging passengers to allow extra time for screening. As climate change raises sea levels, more inland freshwater bodies are becoming saltier. Georgia researchers are studying how animals who live in that freshwater are adapting. GPB's Chase McGee has more.
Both alligators and crocodiles have hundreds of small glands on their tongues that help them determine how salty the water around them is. Benjamin Englid is a master's student at Kennesaw State University. After catching these gators with a rod and reel, he studied their size, weight, and vulnerability to salt water by removing small samples from their tongues. He says knowing this will help them understand who's at risk.
And if we have, you know, smaller alligators that can't make it to big size because they can't handle small changes in salinity, then we're not going to have any big populations anymore.
That's crucial, as researchers estimate there's nearly a quarter of a million alligators living in South and coastal Georgia, making it the fourth most populous state for the reptiles. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Planned Parenthood Southeast is hiring a law firm to investigate accusations of mismanagement. The Atlanta-based organization's board of directors announced the move last week after an online petition alleged group leaders were undermining its mission and alienating donors. The board says Planned Parenthood takes the accusations seriously and remains open for business serving patients. The internal trouble comes as the organization's larger national network is increasingly targeted by federal funding cuts. In business news, a global manufacturer of pharmaceutical capsules plans to build a $200 million facility in Atlanta. Mumbai, India-based ACG said today the capsule-making plant is expected to create more than 200 jobs and be complete by 2027. And Georgia Power said today that it has started construction on a battery energy storage system next to its existing solar facility in Middle Georgia's Twiggs County. The 200-megawatt system is expected to improve the electric grid's reliability and enhance the value of its solar generation resources.
A toxic fire, a plume of smoke, and a community demanding answers. In Conyers, Georgia, the biolab disaster left residents searching for truth and accountability. This season, GPB uncovers system failures, hears from whistleblowers, and follows neighbors still fighting to be heard. I'm Pamela Kirkland. Join me for season 2 of Manufacturing Danger, the Biolab Story. Listen now at gpb.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
In sports, Atlanta United has fired its head coach. The team announced the sacking of Ronnie Dyla yesterday after a disastrous 2025 season, the second worst in MLS. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. We do appreciate you tuning in. Because you listen, we're hoping that you will support GPB during our fall fund drive. If you value what you hear on Georgia Today and on GPB's airwaves, we ask that you make a contribution to support it. Any amount will do. Just go to gpb.org and click on donate. And thank you so much. For more on the stories you heard in this episode, go to gpb.org/news. And remember to subscribe to this podcast because we will be back tomorrow with all the latest headlines. And your feedback, of course, is welcome anytime. You can send it by email and it'll go to the whole team. Just use this address, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.